Saquon Barkley's week produced exactly one flagged moment. He tweaked his left ankle late in Wednesday's practice and appeared uninjured, per Dave Zangaro at NBC Sports Philadelphia. He then sat Saturday's preseason opener in Baltimore, along with Jalen Hurts and the rest of the starters. Quiet week, and for a workload player entering year 8, a week that ends with the word uninjured is the acceptable version. For most listeners, this is the first check-in, so here is the June case in brief, because it was a lean against the popular story. Barkley finished last season as the number 14 back per game on 280 carries, but the efficiency underneath was ordinary, about a third of a rushing yard over expected per attempt, 31st of 49 qualified backs, behind the best offensive line in football. His receiving role collapsed to 37 catches, and Hurts took 8 rushing scores at the goal line. We said the widespread hope for a return to his 2,000-yard season was fighting the base rate, because backs in career year 8 decline on average, and average efficiency behind elite blocking is a warning sign dressed as a workload. The two things we said would change our mind were the receiving usage climbing back towards 60 catches and the rushing efficiency lifting off that near-average baseline. Neither of those can be measured in a week when he did not play, and that is the honest summary of this window. There is a soft positive worth naming. The new offense under coordinator Sean Mannion, which Barkley has called refreshing, spent Wednesday's practice feeding red zone touchdowns to Dallas Goedert and Dontavion Wicks, and how that offense distributes goal line and passing down work will eventually answer our September questions. But practice distribution in August, in sessions Barkley partly missed, is not an answer. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. Nothing this week tested the aging argument, the efficiency argument, or the receiving argument. And an ankle tweak that the beat itself waved off is not a data point, just a thing we note and move past. The checkable things for next week: whether Barkley takes any preseason snaps at all, and any early sign of how Mannion uses him in the passing game, because the route back to the ceiling we doubted runs directly through those 37 catches becoming 60. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.